Mildred's Home for Wayward Bedwetters. Anthea McBride. First published 2025. Chapter 1: A Soft Knock. The rain had stopped an hour ago, but Jeremy's socks were still wet. He stood under the faded awning of the porch, clutching a canvas duffel with one hand and a plastic shopping bag with the other. The bag hung heavy and it dripped. Inside, his only change of clothes were now damp, as well as one package of humiliating adult pull-ups already opened half-empty. He glanced at the brass plaque beside the door. It read simply M. Hensley, Private Residence. Rooming by arrangement. Underneath, in hand-painted script someone had added later, a place to rest. A place to start. Jeremy didn't know if that line was meant for people like him, but the flyer in his social worker's folder had said she took in people who needed special care, and that she was familiar with adult continence issues. That had been enough to make him right. Barely. He had no real desire to share his issues with anyone, but life had conspired to force the issue. He was now homeless, largely because of his bedwetting. And now he was here, shaking, tired, and painfully aware that the dampness in his pants wasn't only from the rain. He sighed. He knocked once, very softly. He was tired and sick of everything. The door opened almost instantly, as though Mildred had been waiting for him. She was older than Jeremy had imagined, mid-60s maybe, with short silver curls and clear, intelligent eyes. She wore a long cardigan over a floral blouse and small gold earrings shaped like teacups. Her face wasn't smiling exactly, but there was no surprise in it. No judgment either, just readiness. She looked like she might even care. That would be a new experience for him.
"You must be Jeremy," she said warmly.
He nodded, as he couldn't speak.
"Come in, love. Let's get you dry."
The entrance hall was quiet and full of warmth, with warm lights, warm air, and the smell of warm food and old wood. There was a soft ticking coming from a grandfather clock in the corner, thus confirming to him that this was a well-established home. It had some of the comforts of being old. Mildred took his dripping bag from him without comment and set it on a mat near the umbrella stand. She didn't flinch at the smell. Didn't even glance down at his pants.
"There's a bathroom just through there," she said, guiding him with a gentle hand.
"Fresh towels on the rail. You'll find some dry things on the bench. You can keep them. I guessed at your size, but they might be a bit big." Jeremy managed a small nod, and his throat burned with his never-ending shame. He turned to go, but she spoke again gently. "When you're warm and ready, come to the kitchen. I'll have tea and some supper for you. There's no rush. Go at your own pace." Later, clothed in soft grey track pants and a slightly too big flannel shirt, Jeremy found his way into the kitchen. Mildred had set a tray with sandwiches, sliced fruit, and a steaming mug with a honey stick on the side. They sat for a moment in silence as he ate. It was the first real food he'd had all day. When he was halfway through the tea, she spoke. "Jeremy, this house works on a few simple principles. I don't care where you've come from. I care how you treat yourself and how you treat others. That means kindness, honesty, respect, and privacy." She folded her hands on the table.
"There's no shame in this house.
No shame in wet beds or daytime accidents or nappies or choosing not to wear them at all. You do what helps you feel safe and clean and good.